when you don't put points on the board and the defense is playing well, I'm not saying it breaks them, but God, it's deflating when the offense doesn't come through and back up the defense when it actually is playing well.
It's very deflating, and it's tiring as well. I mean, the defense plays well for the first really two and a half possessions. I mean, UNLV starts the game with a field goal, and then defense forces a three and out. Then after that, defense four plays, and they miss field goal by Fresno. So two consecutive stops where you're doing good. You're feeling pretty good about yourself. And that's three possessions that UNLV has had. And you come out of that to begin the first half with a field goal, a fumble, and an interception for UNLV. So 3 points to show for those three defensive stops that your defense got for you. And not just the mental breakdown of seeing the offense not score or having to be forced back out onto the field after a one-play fumble drive or a three-play interception drive by your offense, you also get tired. Like, it mentally, yeah, of course, you kind of lose hope and lose the fight to want to continue to play that well, to perform that well, and then you also just physically get fatigued because the depth there on the defensive side is something that's been in question all season long, and it's been tested even now with some more injuries out of that Fresno game. But UNLV has to take advantage of those spots where their defense is playing well, because they have, over the past few games, 4 or 5 games, played well in spots. But it seems like when the offense doesn't click during those times, it comes back to haunt them, and the defense starts to wear down on, especially last week, where it wasn't just the offense not moving the ball or scoring points. It was turnovers after one-play drives and defense putting you in ideal situations as a team and forcing missed field goals and getting off the field on three and out, and then you throw an interception or fumble the ball, and they're right back on the field. And that's really defeating as a defensive mentality.
What's it like? You played the position when, you get into a mini run, and either through bad breaks or all of a sudden you start, airing it out, or you're not seeing the field the right way. What's it like when a quarterback gets into a bad run like that?
It's like seeing ghosts. I mean,
there you go.
Sorry, that was a Darnold shot. I'm sorry.
Caleb, did you get what he was saying? I mean, it was a moment that was not supposed to be caught on mic, and it was it's a moment of honesty. But I mean, I got what he was saying. Like, you're just freaked out. You don't know what the hell's going on out there.
100%, I got what he was saying. There's any quarterback who's told you that they've never been in a situation where they can relate to seeing ghosts or just being out of rhythm and out of whack, it's telling you a lie, because everybody's been there. No matter how good you are, what level you played at, you've seen ghosts. And most of it's pre-snap. You just kind of get rattled, and the Patriots are known for doing that to teams, not just quarterbacks, but the teams, where you kind of don't know what's going on. But I totally got what he was going through, and I understood it completely. I think I wouldn't necessarily say that Kenyon's case was a case of him seeing ghosts. I think Kenyon's case was just a series of bad circumstances. Two of his interceptions were batted balls. One, he's trying to escape. He's trying to escape out of the pocket and get rid of it, and it just takes a bad bounce off of a defender and goes up in the air. Then the first one actually was an actually on target pass where the defender just meets the ball at the man and separates, and the ball pops up over the middle and lands in the defender's hand. The last one, of course, was him trying to force a play that wasn't there, and that's a young guy realizing the game's slipping away, just trying to do too much. So I wouldn't put him in the seeing ghost category last week, but definitely a rough stretch. And I actually like the way he responded after throwing his last interception. I know coaches probably wouldn't, because you risk getting hurt out there, but he was fired up about it and clearly visibly frustrated. It wasn't woe is me, who cares, I just trot off the field and don't try to go make a play here. He actually went after one of the Fresno State players, not trying to make a tackle, but like, I'm going to take out some of my frustration on this guy and try to take him on a block and try to get on his tackle at least, and visibly frustrated. So it matters to him, and I think that means something going forward, that he understands that he's playing poorly. He understands the value of him playing well, and he's frustrated with himself more than anything about the performance he put out.